From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Democratic National Convention opens in Boston in a little under 6 weeks, and costs are ballooning. The Boston Globe reports today that construction and production costs are expected to run nearly $10 million higher than originally estimated. That's nearly 75% over budget. Add to that a hefty dose of labor trouble and some paralyzing security measures around Boston. Rick Klein is City Hall Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. He explains some of the reasons why the convention costs are climbing.
There's been a lot of talk about the Democrats trying to make this a different show, a different look to the event. And, for instance, one of the things they're doing is setting up several side podiums in addition to the main stage. That costs money to build those stages and to wire them and to light them and to set them up for television. They decided that the lighting system that's in place at the Fleet Center for Celtics and Bruins games and concerts isn't going to be adequate for a continuously televised event that will stretch over four nights, so they need to put in a new set of steel beams on the Fleet Center ceiling. So there are a number of sort of the extra touches to the convention that are contributing to the extra costs.
There's another thing overshadowing all of this, which is that Boston's in the middle of a big labor dispute right now.
That's right.
How is that complicating things?
Well, it complicated things pretty substantially last week when convention work, actual physical construction work, was scheduled to start. Basically, the construction timeline was thwarted by the first 3 days. They weren't able to get anything done at all because Boston's main police union, 1,400-officer Boston Police Patrolmen Association, set up a picket line outside the Fleet Center to protest the fact that they don't have a contract, haven't had a contract with the city in about 2 years. And what we had was a good number of members of the building and construction trade unions and the Teamsters who were making deliveries refusing to cross the picket lines, in some cases even blocked from crossing the picket line because the police were out there. And this was finally resolved last Friday after a federal judge ordered U.S. Marshals onto the scene to ensure access for all the workers.
But the labor disputes continue. I mean,
disputes do continue. The police still don't have a contract. The firefighters also don't have a contract. They are talking about a number of ways that they can make their message heard in the run-up to the convention and during the convention itself. For instance, when the delegates from around the country come to Boston, they're going to have parties the night before at various venues around Boston's neighborhoods. The Police Patrolmen's Association and several other unions are threatening to picket outside of those and say, this is not a labor-friendly town after all.
Could be a black eye on the convention for the Party of Organized Labor.
That's right. It's the Party of Organized Labor. This is also John Kerry's hometown. And they don't need the image. They don't need to see delegates walking past angry police, off-duty police officers on their way into the convention.
This convention at the end of July will be the first post-9/11 convention.
Right.
And security measures are already being set into motion. And it sounds like it's just going to be a big, big mess in downtown Boston.
It is. In fact, it's gotten to the point where the local organizers they have a public relations campaign called Let's Work Around It. They're trying to emphasize the fact that this is only 4 days long, and if you can possibly avoid it, don't come into the city. They're telling people to work earlier shifts if possible so that they're out of the city before convention starts in the early afternoon to early evening hours. They're telling people take vacation if you can. The Interstate 93, which is the central artery, the main north-south thoroughfare that gets people into and out of the city, is going to be closed down entirely during the 4 nights of the convention. North Station, the commuter rail hub, is going to be closed down for a full week. Then there's many other roads around the city that are going to be closed down or shut down at certain hours by the Secret Service. So I think the watchword is going to be stay away if you can.
Rick Klein, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Rick Klein is City Hall Bureau Chief of the Boston Globe, talking about the many challenges posed by the Democratic National Convention in Boston the last week of July.